When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen on 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.
1, 2, 3.
Touchdown! Yeah!
Woo! KCIM and Kick 106.7 Sports presents the New Way Forward Friday Night Scoreboard Show. We'll run down all the scores and talk to all the coaches over the next couple of hours to get you up to date on all the latest. The New Way Forward Friday Night Scoreboard Show is also brought to you by Culver's, Pepsi Gatorade, Brinks Exteriors, Bruner, Reinhardt and Morton, Next Gen Chiropractic, Feld Fire, Outlaw Graphics, Pizza Ranch, Top Loft Clothing, and by Mackey Motors. Now, let's get caught up on all the night's action.
Central Lyon and George Little Rock coming up next week. That one, not quite sure where it'll be at, but then also Audubon loses tonight. They lose 33-8. Kemper wins 43-8. We'll run through scores and still so much more here to come on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. But first, let's take a break. We'll be back with some scores here in just a little bit.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
New Way Auto Group, home of warranty forever.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items, and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're gonna love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way, where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimums. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate on roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
We'll be right back.
Casey Miners and Jim Mulder back with you in the New Way Auto Group at Scoreboard Show. Going to run through those scores for you tonight. First into Class 2A, Central Lyon, George Little Rock all over Roland Story 49-0. The Kemper Knights went tonight 43-8. Kemper will take on Central Lyon, George Little Rock. We're not quite sure where that game will be at, but could potentially be up in a Rock. Rock Rapids taking on Central Lyon, George Little Rock. Kemper going to travel up there potentially coming up next week. In Pod B, it was Van Meter all over Union LaPorte City 56-0. Mid Prairie 36, PCM 0. Pod C, it was West Lyon 29, Western Christian 20, Spirit Lake 48-6 over New Hampton. And then in Pod D, Monticello 45, Jessup 0, then Mediapolis 27, Comanche 0.
All right, in 8-man, in Pod B, which was where Audubon has that, Lennox defeated the Wheelers tonight 33-8. And in the other half of that, Bedford, in a fairly close game, took down Exira Elkhorn Kibbleton 44-28. Now we go to Pod A, where it was Winfield Mount Union over Moravia 34-6, and Don Bosco gets by Waco 28-20. Pod C had Caminita over West Bend Mallard 36-24. And in a really good game, as it looks like here by the score, Bishop Garrigan 21, Remsen St. Mary's 18. Pod D, Iowa Valley over Clarksville 50-8. And Gladbrook took care of Central City 36-12.
One thing to add on, mate, man, the Lennox in a Bedford, that Pod B, both of those two teams came out of the same district, so a district rematch potentially for a chance to go to the Dome coming up on a Thursday night in that one. And then a lot of people were confused on why St. Mary's Remsen coming into the week was going to be on the road. They were 9-0, a district champ, ranked 5th in 8-man, but they go on the road, lose tonight to Bishop Garrigan, all going to 21-18. In Class 3A, it was a Creston over Harlan, 35-27 there in Pod A, then Webster City over Nevada 27-7. Pod B, it was Solon 50 over Fort Madison 7. West Delaware beats Assumption Davenport, a really high scoring game, 58-45, the final in that one. Pod C, Williamsburg 23, Humboldt 0, and it was Mount Vernon over Independence, also in Pod C at 50-6. Pod D, Sioux Center defeats Algona 28-21, and it was Bishop Helin 22. Clear Lake 19. So in Pod D, two teams from Carroll's District, 3A District 1, going to meet for a chance to go to the Dome.
Yeah, that should be interesting. All right, now here we go. In Class 1A, Pod A was Grundy Center over Pella Christian 35-12. Dykeview Hartford takes down Sigourney Keota 28-18. Pod B, Underwood shuts out AHSTW 42-0. And OABCIG gets by Trainer 35-14. In Pod C, in a close one, Sumner-Fredericksburg defeats Emmitsburg 9-7. Columbus Catholic gets by South Hamilton 35-24. MFL Marmac shuts out West Branch in Pod D. And the other game in Pod D, it was Iowa City Regina over Wilton 33-18.
Class A, Pod A, St. Ansgar, the number one overall seed coming into the state football playoffs. They beat Lake Mills 33-0. It's East Buchanan over Lisbon 38-7, also there in Pod A. Pod B in Class A was a Woodbury Central 35, MMCRU 28. Loma beats Akron Westfield 22-16. And a Pod C, West Hancock goes on the rolls. They beat Starmont 49-10. It's Waspy Valley over Maquoketa Valley 26-0. And then in Pod D, Madrid rolls past Central Decatur 0, then AC 42-0, then ACGC 28-8. Interesting story in that Pod D one. ACGC's head coach, a Madrid grad, both teams run similar styles of offense, so expect that one to be a grudge match coming up next Friday.
Yeah, that should be a good one. All right, here we go in the large class, 5A, Pod A, Southeast Polk over Linmar Marion, 49-9. And the other half of that pod was Cedar Falls defeating Cedar Rapids Kennedy 30-26. Pod B, Dowling Catholic shuts out Sioux City East 45-0, and Ankeny defeats Johnston 21-9. In Pod C, Valley of West Des Moines, 31, Pleasant Valley, 21. And Waukee defeats Cedar Rapids Prairie, 21-10.
In a class of 4A.
Excuse me. I didn't get to Pod D yet. Sorry, okay. Casey. Pod D, Ankeny Centennial defeats Waukee Northwest, 35-7. And Bettendorf beats City High of Iowa City, 32-21.
That Pod D, an interesting one. To end the season, Iowa City City High beat Bettendorf in a blowout to make the playoffs. Bettendorf gets revenge in that first round. They beat Iowa City City High to move on. In a class of 4A, Western Dubuque, 41. It was Newton, 2. And also in Pod A, North Scott, 35. Decorah, 7. Pod B for class 4A was Lewis Central, 42. Lamar's at 10. ADM rolls all over Denison Slushwick in the 8-9 matchup there in 4A, 42-0. Pod C, Glenwood over Norwalk, 21-0. Then it was Bondurant Farrar over Pella, 23-6. And then in Pod D, it was North Polk, 17, Ballard, 14. Two schools that are really close to each other, so you expected that game to just be packed tonight in a close defensive battle on that one. And then Cedar Rapids, Kennedy over Indianola, 17-10.
Excuse me, Cedar Rapids, Xavier.
Oh, yep, Cedar Rapids, did I say Kennedy? My bad. Xavier, 17-10 over Indianola. We'll step away, take a break, talk with head coach Sean Burks, the Audubon Wheelers, as the Wheelers fall tonight 33-8 to Lennox.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimums. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate or roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
New Way Auto Group, home of warranty forever.
It's the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show on KCIM and Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brinks down here in Audubon with the Wheeler head coach Sean Burks. And coach, not the way anyone thought this night would go. First drives of the game, both teams march down the field, get touchdowns, and we think, all right, it might be one of those nights. 8-7 early on, you guys are out front. What were you seeing and thinking down at that point in the game?
Yeah, I mean, overall, they didn't really make any drastic changes. They just stepped up their level of physicality. You know, we've had that a few times this year when we're on defense and we kind of get kicked in the teeth early and then we settle in. I think they did that. It's just tough when you get behind a team like that that runs it well, that well. And we're not meant to come from behind like that either. But probably as bad of a first half as we've played. But give credit to those guys, too. They forced the action. But when you have a fumble, you have a pick in the red zone, you have a less than a five-yard punt on fourth and really long, and we got to half still just down two scores, you know, less than two scores. Felt like, okay, we flushed that. We can move on. But they just – They were just really, really good in the trenches. Their linebackers played really well. Their D-line played really well. We just didn't maintain any blocks. We couldn't get to that second, third level. They're really good. They're really physical. Give a lot of credit to those guys. They forced our hand. They exploited a lot of our weaknesses. It's you're never ready for the finality. You're never ready for that. It's disappointing, but at the same time, you got to give credit where it's due.
Yeah, in that first half, at one point it was 13-8, and then I'm trying to think exactly when the short punt happened. But I think after the short punt was when they got the big pass play over the top. And then you guys, I think it was your next drive, you're punting it away, and you get a nice fake punt. You get Edward Miller to throw for a 23-yard first down, and then unfortunately fumble it away on the very next play. So it seemed like that was kind of a really high, and then a low, kind of a deflating blow there for the offense.
Yeah, you know, we're not built to have one touchdown per half. We're not built to have two turnovers in a half. So that's what I said. When the first half, you thought, okay, you know, that's about as bad as we could play, down 11. Thought we had some answers. Really, they didn't change a whole lot. They stayed in what we thought they would. We blocked it really well early, but then we just did not match their level of physicality. They executed really well. And so, you know, offensively, you know, we can't score 8 points. You're not going to keep them down really bad, but I thought we could have come back and made it, you know, a game in the 20s. But overall, give them credit. They did what they needed to do, and we didn't do enough. And when both quarterbacks go down, we're not built to play two or three quarterbacks, let alone three quarterbacks, let alone when we're down. It just one of those nights where, you know, just didn't get the breaks either, and that's the way it goes sometimes.
You talk about the injuries in the third quarter, and then coming out of the half, obviously the interception before half, you kind of feel like that was a play that if you get that as a touchdown and you go into halftime down a possession, it's a whole new ball game. You don't get that, and then you come out in the third quarter and you have to punt it away on your first drive, and then they march down the field with a methodical touchdown drive. Before the injuries, it just felt like Lennox was doing what they needed to do, and they just kind of had you guys kind of on the ropes, kind of.
Yeah, no, that was a big moment in the game. And we talked as coaches, you know, get a stop there before half. If we can go down and score right before half, you know, most weeks we defer for that reason, because if you can score before the half, get the ball, you know, kind of keep that momentum rolling into that next drive, you can get two scores at the time they don't touch the ball. Well, it was our game plan. Go score before half, not leave any time left on it. You know, there was low clock. That would have been a really big spot. That turnover really hurts, and I know it's going to bug Aaron all offseason. It's going to bug me, you know. I probably shouldn't have called it. They executed. Their kid made a play. And then when you come out of the second half, we thought we had some answers, thought we had some ideas we could run, and we go three and out, punt it, and then they score. End the half, start the half about as bad as possible, minus some two turnovers, but a turnover and a punt when we really needed one or both scores in that moment, that was big.
And then the game kind of out of hand a little bit. You lose Olsen to injury, and then Wessel, he goes out on defense with injury too. So almost within 5 to 10 minutes, you lose your first and your second string quarterback. And then at that point, backs against the wall, season kind of feels like it's, you know, a little finality there. What were you guys talking to the guys about at that point? Because it was a tough spot to be in, down to your third quarterback like that.
Yeah, you know, there was never really a time to talk. You know, those guys don't really come off the field. So it was just kind of next man in. You know, we haven't had Evan play quarterback all year. He'd played a little bit the past couple of years. So we just slid him over, you know, ran the wildcat, so to speak. And I thought Evan did a nice job. We were driving there before we turned it over on downs. But, you know, give Evan credit. He's a kid that did whatever it took this season. He bumped out to corner for the first time all season when we had an injury, played quarterback tonight. Those are two spots he hadn't played all year. And Evan's kind of pretty symbolic of the seniors. They grew up a lot. They matured a lot. When it was their turn to be, you know, last year's juniors, there were some rough moments. We had some rough patches last year, and we challenged the leadership class. We challenged our upperclassmen. Felt like we never really got over the hump last year. And then this year, you know, we really saw it. You know, in the summertime and the fall, the seniors were quality leaders. Not always the super vocal leaders, but they were quality leaders. They did what was necessary. They led by example. The junior kids really grew in a leadership role. So Evan and the rest of those seniors, they all did what was needed to be, you know, to get us where we were. You know, we had a district title. You know, we had home playoff games. Coming off a season where we were under 500 and got smacked by 76 to end the season, 76-0. So we grew, and I think a big part of our growth and development, we still replaced half our starters. So to come into that with that shows you what kind of leadership you have, and these seniors were a big part.
You talk about going from 4-6 to this year, home playoff games, 8-2 record. Tough way to end the season with a game like tonight, but you know, with the improvement the guys made from last year to this year, I'm sure you're, you know, the season's over, but you're already chomping to get that 24th season ready to go. So how do you feel with the group that you'll have coming back and obviously losing some key seniors in the offseason?
Yeah, we're excited. We feel like we got a nice 4 to 5 year window here that, you know, just like we did 5 or 6, 7 years ago again. If last year was the dip where we dropped down to 4-6 and snuck into the playoffs, we feel like that needs to be the low, and now we're on the rise, you know, and 8-2 this year, you know, hopefully we raised the bar. Now we got to find a way to raise the bar to the next level. That's double digit wins. That's indoor football. And those things aren't that, it's much easier to go from 4 wins to 6, 7, 8 wins than it is to go 8 wins to 10 wins. So it'll be a challenge, but I know our guys will be up for it. We had a lot of sophomores, juniors playing JV this year that'll be able to compete for those senior spots. Our JV, you know, was undefeated. Our eighth grade group had one loss. We were expecting a nice number. We might push 40 kids out for football next year. And these kids have talked about this era. They, you know, these eighth graders have talked about when they're in high school. These freshmen, sophomores have talked about when, you know, they're upperclassmen. These juniors have talked about their senior year. It doesn't just happen. And I hope they realize what steps need to be taken to get to that. And I think they will. But you know, I think tonight was a prime example of your weaknesses get exploited. And we talked at midseason about what we were going to need to do to see some improvement, and each and every kid had to set some personal goals. And tonight it was just kind of funny that you could see some of those individual weaknesses, individual areas of focus for improvement that were kind of exploited tonight. So, you know, I think it'll be easy to get their attention and shore those things up. But you know, there's a lot of teams in our district that bring a lot back. There's a lot of teams in our schedule that bring a lot back. Just 8-man in general, I think, is getting better and deeper every year. So it's not just going to happen. There's going to be a lot of other teams that are thinking they're worthy of playoffs and worthy of district championships and worthy of indoor football. We'll find out what kind of offseason we have. I'm excited to watch them compete. We've got a lot of kids doing winter sports, spring sports, summer sports. We encourage multi-sport athletes. Our weight room stuff is in a really good spot with Coach TC. I like what we're building. I like what's there. Major credit to my assistant coaches. Major credit to our leadership group. There's a lot that goes into it. A lot that people don't realize. Shout out to the coaches' wives that get their husbands back this weekend, which, you know, they never want the season to end, but I think they're probably happy when we're not watching film all weekend and all those things that go into being in season. Just a lot of credit to everyone here in Audubon. We have a really good support system. We got a lot of volunteers, paint crew, chain gang, press box people, concessions, ticket takers. What goes into to hosting games and hosting a lot of games like we have. Just a lot of people to thank personally and professionally. Just you're never ready for it to set in, but you know, we're thankful that we have a pretty good thing here, and challenges on us to take it to the next step again next year.
A great bounce back season for the Audubon Wheelers. Tough way to end tonight, but Coach, bright future ahead for you guys. Thanks so much for the time that the guys have spent with you on Friday nights each and every season, and I know Jeff always enjoys catching up with you before Friday night football. So thanks so much for your time all season. Thanks for the time for tonight, and take some time this off season to enjoy things.
You bet. I appreciate it. I appreciate the coverage you guys give. You know, we're fortunate in Audubon. Tonight there was four radio stations covering the game. We get weekly coverage by people all over Western Iowa. Our kids are really fortunate for the coverage we get. So thank you to you guys and everyone else that covers us.
Sean Burks, head coach of the Audubon Wheelers, joining us on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on KCIM and Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Bruner Bruner, Reinhardt and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner Bruner, Reinhardt and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Bringing us back in the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard
show.
Being
a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luth, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
Now I welcome you back into the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show here on Kick 106.7, as well as KCIM. We'll run through those scores again for you, Jim, if you want to get us kicked off into Class 2A.
I will do so. In Pod A, it was Central Lyon, George Little Rock, Roland Story, nothing. And then Kemper defeated Clarendon tonight, 43-8. In Pod B, Van Meter shuts out Union LaPorte City, 56-0. And Mid Prairie also pitches a shutout tonight over PCM, 36-0. In Pod C, it was West Lyon over Western Christian, 29-20. Spirit Lake defeats New Hampton, 48-6. In Pod D, Monticello shuts out Jessup, 45-0. In Minneapolis, also pitches a shutout against Comanche, 27-0.
One thing to add, we do know where Kemper will be going next week, as the state does have the matchups out. Kemper going to travel to Central Lyon, Georgia, Little Rock, coming up next week for that quarterfinal matchup. For the eight-man scores around the state tonight in the playoffs, it was Pod B. Audubon loses to Lenox tonight, 33-8. We just talked to head coach Sean Burks. You heard him say that they have a lot of kids coming back next year. He's excited for a lot of the numbers they have in their younger programs as well, potentially about 40 kids coming out for Audubon next year. So it should be another good year for the Wheelers. Bedford beats Exira EHK, 44-28. In Pod A, it was Winfield Mount Union over Moravia, 34-6. Don Bosco over Waco, 26-20. And at Pod C, it was Caminita over West Bend and Mallard in a close one, 36-34. And then Bishop Garrigan over St. Mary Remsen, 21-18 there in at Pod C. Bishop Garrigan going to host Caminita coming up next week. Pod D, it was Clarksville 50, Iowa Valley 8, and then also in a Pod D, it was Gladbrook Rhinebeck over Central City, 36-12.
All right, moving on to 3A. In Pod A, Creston defeats Harlan, 35-27, and Webster City defeats Nevada, 27-7. In Pod B, Solon puts up 50 to Fort Madison, 7. West Delaware and Assumption play a shootout where Delaware wins 58-45. In Pod C, Williamsburg shuts out Humboldt 23-0, and Mount Vernon all over Independence 50-6. And in Pod D, Sioux Center over Algona 28-21, and Bishop Heelan gets by Clear Lake 22-19. So the two teams that made it from Carroll's district get to play each other again for the second time.
Yeah, for a chance to go to the Dome. Is Sioux Center going to host that one as they were district champs over Bishop Helan? That one coming up on it next Friday. Class 1A, Pod A, Grundy Center, all over Pella Christian tonight, 35-12. It was Signory Kyoto as they lose to Dyke New Hartford tonight, 28-18. Underwood rolls over ASTSW of Avoca, 42-0. Then it was OABCIG over Trainer, 35-14. In a Pod C, Sumner Fredericksburg beats Emmicksburg in a low defensive scoring game, 9-7 there. And then it's Columbus Catholic 35, South Hamilton 24. Then in a Pod D, MLF Marmac 21, West Branch 0. And then also in there in Pod D, Iowa City Regina 33, and then Wilton 18.
All right, moving on to Class A, St. Ansgar over Lake Mills 33-0. And East Buchanan 38, Lisbon 7. That was Pod A. We move on to Pod B now, where Woodbury Central gets by MMCRU 35-28, and then Loma over Akron Westfield 22-16. Pod C, West Hancock over Starmont 49-10, and Wapsie Valley shuts out Maquoketa Valley 26-0. And the final two in Pod D was Madrid shutting out Central Decatur 42-0, and ACGC over Linville Sully 29-8.
That MMCRU and Woodbury Central game, MMCRU had a receiver open in the end zone late. He was called out of bounds as he caught it, so that could have tied the game up as time expired in that one, but the receiver called out of bounds. Woodbury Central survives as they pull out a 35-28 win. In 5A, it was Linmar of Marion as they lose to Southeast Polk 49-9. Dowling Catholic rolls, or excuse me, still in Pod A, it was Cedar Falls 30, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 30-26, and Pod B, Dowling Catholic 45, Sioux City West 0, also there in Pod B, Ankeny 21, Johnston 9, Pod C, Valley 31, Pleasant Valley 21, and then in Pod C as well as Waukee 21, Cedar Rapids, Prairie 10, Pod D as we move on here in 5A, Ankeny Centennial 35, Waukee Northwest 7, and then it was Bettendorf over Iowa City, City High 32-21.
All right, and final class, 4A, Pod A. It was Western Dubuque 41, Newton 2, and North Scott defeats Decorah 35-7. In Pod B, Council Bluffs Lewis Central 42, Lamar's 10, and ADM out of the Raccoon River Valley Conference beats Denison Schleswig 42-0. In Pod C, it was Glenwood shutting out Norwalk 21-0, and Bondurant Farrar 23, Pella 6. In Pod D, a battle of rivals from the Raccoon River was North Polk getting by Ballard 17-14. I'll bet you they had a great crowd that game, and it was wild. And in the second game in Pod D, it was Cedar Rapids Xavier 17, Indianola 10.
We will talk one more head coach we got left to do here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Head coach Ryan Steinkamp of the Kemper Knights, as they were victorious tonight, 43-8 over Clarinda. Jeff Blankman caught up with him coming up in just a little bit.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
New Way Auto Group, home of warranty forever.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here tonight on Kick 106.7 and at 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCM. Jeff Blankman joined right now by a very happy, I think, Kemperhead football coach Ryan Steinkamp. They move into the quarterfinals. A 43-8 victory tonight over a tough and physical Clarinda Ball Club. Coach, congrats on this one. It's got to feel good, even though I think you come out of here with some things you feel you need to work on.
Yeah, I know. Like, you know, looking at their scores from the year, they put up a lot of points this year, too. They're holding the eight, and it was on a one play where we obviously, you know, we probably took that play off just watching on the sideline and stuff like that. But, you know, we responded back at two big goal line stands, and like, I don't think, you know, our defense will bend a little bit, but those guys have been playing their butts off and making plays, and that's all the guys on D. So really, really happy and proud of them.
I had some people kind of talking to me, you know, this week, and they're like, well, Kalinda's really good at running the football, and yes, but they don't want to throw it. So if you can get out to an early lead, you maybe take them away from what you wanted to do. You didn't get out quite to the early lead, you did, but they still came out and threw it a little bit more than I anticipated in that first quarter, and you guys able to take advantage of that. I thought that big pick early on by DJ Vanami helped kind of completely flip this game in your guys'
Yeah, that was team. That was a huge play. DJ played great on offense and defense, you know, and yeah, you know, even when we got up, they kept running the ball, and, you know, in the middle of the clock was running, they were going to hurry up. I mean, I think both sides were getting tired, but, you know, they ran the offense effectively, and it's tough to stop, and, you know, glad I don't see that every single week.
Yeah, talk about the Downey kid. He had a big night. I had him for 264 on the ground unofficially tonight with about 40 carries against you guys tonight, but it was nothing really fancy. This snap, they just had so many lead blockers in front of him, and that kid runs physical.
264?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, he was a dude. I know he's a senior. They want to ride him, and he was physically talked at halftime, like, don't even try to strip the ball. His arms were so big, you're not going to get that ball out of his arms and try and gang tackle him. He got loose a little bit, but, you know, we were focused on him, and, you know, he got loose on us once, but, you know, overall, I mean, I'll take 8 points at the end of the night.
Were you okay with them just kind of slowly, methodically moving it down? Because you said, like you said, bend but don't break.
Yeah, a little bit. We kind of knew, you know, eventually, you know, running so many plays, they're getting tired. We kind of talked to us coaches, you know, just watching film, or, you know, a lot of their drives are 12, 15 plays where, you know, running those many plays, you're bound to make your own mistakes and stuff too. And, you know, we obviously got lucky a couple times, but our kids took advantage of that opportunity and stuff too. And they stayed focused throughout those drives.
Wind died down a little bit, helped you guys to be able to use that passing game that you like so much. I thought that third or second possession for you guys tonight, you came out, Gherkin down the right side, Vanami down the left side, two plays, you're in the end zone, and that really opened up things for you guys.
Yeah, those two make us look good as coaches sometimes. Like that was like 80 yards in two plays, and yeah, sometimes you got to smile and, you know, just, you know, love our kids because they made those plays. That's not coaching or anything like that too. So yeah, really, really happy those guys. You know that they played great.
Talk about the matchups that you thought you could get against their secondary and linebackers with all the athletes you guys threw out there in the pass game.
Yeah, we kind of knew, like, you know, they play a downhill defense. We kind of knew that if we spread them out a little bit, even we actually put an extra lineman in a couple times tonight, but we kind of knew that, you know, that would bring another guy from them into the box and take a guy out of their secondary. So we got a lot of one-on-one matchups, and, you know, we like our kids a lot in those situations.
Talk about that as well. I thought there was one play, you bring that up. You ran an option to the right side. Kaysen got it off the pitch, and he had probably 20 yards of wide open field. They were in man-to-man. All their defensive backs had their backs to him. That was a beautiful offensive play call.
Yeah, that was great. Great call by Klink. But also, they got better. They sniffed it out the next time he tried it. So, you know, it shows how well coached and tough those kids are over there.
Right there towards the end of the first half, they look like they're going to go in. It could be 13-6 or maybe 13-8 at half because they don't, you know, they don't kick extra points. They go for two, but they fumbled it. And Jake Ausman seems to be the guy in the right position. We like to tease him because Jake likes to have a little bit of fun, but he showed some good wheels there getting to the end zone on that one.
Yeah, he was, I had to call a timeout. He's our holder.
Yes.
So I was like, I looked at him like, do you need one? He's like, yes. So obviously, you know, at that point, you know, it was 19. One best app. I'm like, yeah, timeout. Like, we gotta make sure we get this point and stuff like that too. It's not too often you have to call a timeout for your holder to catch his break. But he's been doing a great job. You know, a lot of times his alignment and stuff like that too. You know, we kind of messed it a little bit, but I gave him some freedom where, you know, he's had no for the ball.
talk about that play, though, and stuff. That, I thought, completely swung the momentum, because if it's 13-8 or 13-6 at halftime, it's a different game. All of a sudden, now you're up 20-0 at halftime.
Yeah, that was a 14-point swing right there. That was huge. And, you know, it's part of the game. You know, a little bit of luck in there, but also, you know, our kids jumped on the opportunity. That's what, you know, taking advantage of those opportunities and making plays after it. And, you know, our kids blocked. They did smart things after it. So, yeah, that was a huge play for sure.
You guys had struggled a few times coming out in the third quarter. How big was it to get DJ Vanami to take that opening kickoff third quarter and put you guys in really good field position? You guys end up scoring on that possession.
That was huge. You know, we've definitely been we put a lot of time into our special teams. You know how much they flip a game. You know, we kind of talked to our kids, really the importance of them, because, you know, you can drive the field the whole way, but one special team can flip field position, everything like that too. So that was great. Get it inside our own 40 just kind of helps us out a little bit and stuff too.
Looked like you had a pretty stern conversation with the defense after giving up that touchdown run, though, after you guys had gotten it into continuous clock. They score on one play. What was the conversation like? Because the defense kind of buckled down a little bit after that.
Oh, I think they kind of took a play off. You know, just watching some guys, you know, pursuit-wise and stuff like that, too. And the backers shot an inside gap, and they were running outside, too. So things we can work on, you know, it probably won't be as bad watching film, but it's one of the plays where, you know, I think the worst part about that was we just got running clock.
Yep.
We just got running. Yes. And then kick. So we got running clock, and they ran two plays, and now we're back down and running clock. So I was like, ah. Oh. So that's probably my most frustrated part, too, because obviously, you know, feeling confident, feeling good. I want to make sure you get some other guys in, get the clock running, get our guys rested up a little bit. So, but it was awesome. It was right.
Answered right after that, though, getting it to right back to continuous clock.
Yeah. So that was good. That was a great bounce back by the offense and stuff, too. Yep.
Central Lyon, we know they were up 49-0. They went up and win 149-0 over Roland Story. So both you guys beat up on Roland Story. I've been wanting to talk to you about Central Lyon since the playoff pods come out. You look one game at a time. Now that one game is Central Lyon. Thoughts on the matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're ranked number one. It's gonna be a great opportunity for us. I mean, what better opportunity than go play the number one team to stay in the quarterfinals? So you know, our guys are excited too. They kind of like, you know, they're not afraid to play anybody, and they're excited about. Like, you know, if you're gonna reach the ultimate goal, whatever, you got plenty of money you want. So I'm just happy for our kids. I know we haven't been to the quarterfinals about 6 or 7 years too, and you know they've been focused. Now they've been hard and stuff like that too. So you know, they're watching film, they're doing little things. But we talk about it, communicate it, stuff like that. You know, I come down hard on sometimes, but you know they respond so well too. And I'll talk to them afterwards. They know how much coaches care and love them. And yeah, it's just a great group of guys, and excited to earn another week with them.
Well, Coach, I hope you can turn the heat back on for next week so it's a little warmer for you guys down out here. But congrats on the win tonight. Look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Ryan Steinkamp again with the Kemper Knights. They pick up a 43-8 victory tonight against Clarinda. Dominant fashion again here tonight on the scoreboard. Again, Kemper moves on. They'll take on Central Lyon. George Little Rock will have that game coming up for you next week on our CB Sports Network. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luth, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
Welcome back to New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show here on a Kick 106.7 as well as a KCIM. Jeff Blankman, Jim Molitor in the studio, as we just heard from head coach Ryan Steinkamp, the Kemper Knights. Kemper Knights went tonight 43-8 over Clarinda. Jeff, you had the call. It was a little bit sloppy for the Knights tonight. They were a little out physical, the way it sounds, but they pick up a dominant win at 43-8.
Yeah, I don't have my stats laying in front of me, but you know, I said to Doug a couple of times, Doug Waniger, during the broadcast, I'm like, when can you remember the last time when a team's losing the line of scrimmage, getting outgained, but yet dominating the game on the scoreboard? And that was kind of the situation here tonight. You know, my unofficial stats, I had Clarinda for 347 yards rushing. I didn't have Kemper for 250 yards of total offense. But stats, that just goes to tell you a lot of times stats don't make the game. You know, three turnovers, two big interceptions, and a big fumble there at the end of the first half that, you know, Jake Houseman and Jake Houseman, come on, man. This guy catches the bounces. I'm telling you, over at Greene County, he has one bounce right to him that he takes for a, you know, 45, 50-yard touchdown. Tonight he scoops one up and rambles between 80 and 90 yards. That football loves to get into the hands of Jake Houseman. I don't know why that is. But, you know, a good win. I don't want to make it sound like I'm being hard on Kemper, but I think they lost the line of scrimmage tonight and stuff, and it's just rare to see a team dominate on the scoreboard, but that tells you how good the athletes that they have are and the fact that they can make tons of plays, and they made tons of plays tonight.
Sounds like they're excited for next week's matchup.
Yes.
Not a lot of times you get to go to the defending state champs, number one team of the state, and potentially knock them off to get back to the Dome for the first time since they won a state title.
Since they won the title in, I think, 14, if memory serves me correct. Yeah, so... Yeah, and they've got a chance to go up there and get it done. This is a really good football team. I remember when Kemper started 0-2, and I said it was either in here on a Friday night or it was on the Tuesday morning follow, and I'm like, everybody just calm. I felt like I was Aaron Rodgers in this. I was like, everybody just calm down. They're fine. The schedule here early is tough. They're figuring things out. They're going to be just fine. And they got into the district, and they snapped things against AHSD Avoca Walnut, and they've been on an absolute roll ever since. And they're going to go up there with an awful lot of confidence, and should. They've won 8 in a row, and nobody's really played with them in those 8 weeks.
If you want to think about it this way, too, Kemper's two losses are to teams that still have a chance to make the Dome as well in Underwood and Sioux City Bishop Elin.
And I can't see Underwood losing. I'm not saying that it's impossible, but they look like the clear favorite in Class 1A in this half of the state in Western Iowa. There's really good teams out east, but in Western Iowa, it looks like Underwood and then everybody else in that class.
Jim, you're looking like you got something to add.
No, I'm listening, and you know, but I'm thinking, you know, okay, you know, you can win by creating turnovers, getting turnovers, and making good things happen, and it sounds to me like that was a big part of the game tonight.
It was,
which you know, I didn't listen, but you know, you got to remember these are 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. They're resilient. They want to play. Yep. And, you know, kudos to them for going out and just, I mean, you can't ever just now quit. You just got to just keep getting after it.
And I didn't mean to sound critical I'm not trying to, like, be hard on them. It was just, even Doug, we were kind of sitting there sometimes during the break, and you're like, they're picking up 5, 6, 7 yards on a run play, and it doesn't look like they've gained that much, but the offensive line was just making that kind of a surge. And then Kemper, it would look like Case and Pierce would get a 5-yard gain, and all of a sudden you'd look up and you go, oh, it's second down and 80, got 2. Like, well, it's because the defensive line had made penetration, and he, you know, it looked like he had gained 5 because he got 3-4 yards past what looked like the line of scrimmage, but the line of scrimmage had moved back. So, you know, but no, we knew Clarinda was physical. The question I had coming in was, I thought Kemper could handle the physicality enough, and they did. I didn't know if Clarinda had the athletes to be able to match up out in space. And I said it during the broadcast. You could tell when Kemper threw tonight that the Clarinda defensive backs would turn the head to try and find the ball, and they would completely lose track of the receiver, and then the receiver would get that extra gear, and by the time the receiver caught it, there's a 6-7-yard gap between them and the defensive back. And with the Kemper athletes, game over, folks, because you ain't going to stop them.
Central line probably going to be the only team Kemper's played in a while that's going to match them athlete for athlete. But I still feel like if Kemper can get their athletes in space, they got a pretty decent shot to knock off Central line.
Absolutely. If you get those guys in space one-on-one, good athlete against good athlete, you know, it's going to be fun and it's going to be interesting. So the question will be, can they're going to have to probably bow up a little bit on the line, because I don't think they can, you know, if they give up 350 yards rushing against Central Lyon next week, I just don't see Central Lyon making the same mistakes that what Clarinda mm-hmm. did tonight. So,
and I wonder if that's something that Clarinda is going to see, or Central Lyon is going to see on film. With how well Clarinda ran against Kemper, yep. Maybe something the Knights need to shore up this week going into practice.
Yeah. And I know what Central Lyon, but I haven't seen him in a few years, so I haven't looked at him yet. I Ryan always has this thing, and him and I kind of laugh about it. You know, one moment, one game at a time, he's never looking ahead. I haven't peeked ahead to break down Central Lyon. I don't know if they run it a lot, if they throw it a lot, if they're mixed. I haven't looked at him yet. That'll be part of what I do while I'm down covering state volleyball this week. You know, when I'm in the hotel at night, I'll be prepping for volleyball and prepping for football too. So,
yeah, well, here's the other thing. You know, I don't, again, not being around, did Kemper get through the game injury free?
Yeah.
Or,
I mean,
you know, obviously you're going to have the bumps and bruises. Yeah.
Kobe Pierce came out late in the game, laid out on the field, but he walked off under his own power. Seemed to be okay, so I'm guessing. But he's the only kid that I noticed that maybe came out of the game, you know, at some point, you know, and stuff potentially. But I think he appeared to be okay.
Well, I mean, that's a big key with anything, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
Because now you've played a couple of more games than you're used to.
Yep.
And so now how's the body hanging up or hanging
yeah.
with, you know.
Yeah, every team's going to have the bumps and bruises. That's just part of playing football. And you never know. I mean, maybe Central Lyon
got banged up
a little bit tonight. Roland Story's a big physical team, so maybe they got banged up a little bit tonight. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. I've said all year that I thought Kemper was good enough to get to the Dome. They get through this one, they might be the favorites walking out onto the field up in Cedar Falls.
Yeah, because they'll reseed teams as soon as you get up there.
Yeah,
yep.
So, you know, but yeah, should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. But, you know, yeah, this class is so strong because I look at Kemper as a really good football team, and then you look at Van Meter and West Lyon and Central Lyon. It's like I think Class Spirit Lake, I think Class 2A is absolutely loaded. Yeah, yeah. I think 2A is just flat loaded with really good football teams. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is probably the lotus the most loaded 2A has been in a long time. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Here you go. We had what? 2, 4, 6, 8 games. 6 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It was only one close game.
Five shutouts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was only one close game in 2A.
If you got a 49-0, you have a 56-0, 36, 45-0. I mean, 27-0. It's
the only close game, the two Northwest Iowa teams that are in the same district that had to play each other for a second time, yeah. West Lyon and Western Christian. Yeah.
Yeah, 2A is loaded. And we'll probably run through those scores one more time here.
Have
on
you
the
guys
new
gone a. through all of the playoff pairings for next week?
No, we have not yet.
Okay, but I've got those.
Okay, so. We can go through those two as well. Yep. So we'll run through scores quick in at Class 2A Pod A. It was Central Lyon, George Little Rock, 49 to Roland Story. They beat them 49-0. Kemper, you heard that one over on Kick 106.7. Knights advance to take on Central Lyon, George Little Rock. They win 43-8 in Pod A. Pod B, Van Meter shuts out Union LaPorte City 56-0. Red Prairie over PCM 36-0. It's a West Lyon as they beat Western Christian at 29-20. Spirit Lake 48, New Hampton 6 there in Pod C. Then in Pod D, Monticello 45, Jessup 0. Then Mediapolis 27 and Comanche 0.
All right, moving on to 8-man. Pod A had Winfield Mountain Union over Moravia, 34-6, and Don Bosco gets by Waco, 26-20. In Pod B, Lennox defeats the Wheelers from Audubon, 33-8, and then Bedford gets by Exira, Elkhorn, Kibbleton, 44-28. In Pod C, Caminita squeezes by West Bend Mallard, 36-34. And it was Bishop Garrigan also squeezing by St. Mary's Remsen, 21-18.
And so for all those folks out there screaming and yelling that Remsen St. Mary's had to go on the road, guess what?
They lost.
They lost. And not that I was rooting for any of them. I felt it, too. I felt they should have been at home. But Algona Garrigan kind of quieted everybody down.
All right. And the last Pod D, was Iowa Valley over Clarksville, 50-8. And Gladbrook Rhinebeck defeats Central City 36-12.
That was Iowa Valley 50-8, or was it Clarksville 50-8?
I had it Clarksville. Jim, well, check.
Jim's
going to
double check you real quick.
Jim's going to double check. I'll run through what I've got for 3A here. Creston beat Harlan 35-27. Webster City over Nevada 27-7. Solon cruises by Fort Madison 50-7. It was West Delaware outscoring Assumption out of Davenport 58-45. Mount Vernon cruises by Independence 50-6. Williamsburg shuts out Humboldt 23-0. Sioux Center edges Algona 28-21. They set up a all-district matchup against Heedland, as Heedland knocked off Clear Lake tonight 22-19. So that says a lot about that Carroll district.
It does, and I think it's maybe surprising to some people too, within that district, two teams from Class 3A District 1 getting a chance to potentially play for a state, for a dome berth.
One of them's headed to the dome.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, did you check
on
that? Yes,
and I had it backwards. It was Clarksville over Iowa Valley 50-8.
In a Class 1A Pod A, Grundy Center over Pella Christian 35-12. It was Signory Kyoto losing to Dyke New Hartford tonight 28-18 there in Pod A. Pod B, Underwood rolls past AHTSW of Avoca 42-0. Then OABCIG over Trainer 35-14. Pod C, a defensive battle. Sumner Fredericksburg knocks off Emmicksburg 9-7. And then a Columbus Catholic over South Hamilton 35-24. Moving on to Pod D, it was MLF Marmac 21, West Branch 0. And then Regina, Iowa City 33, Wilton 18.
All right, Class A, Pod A, St. Ansgar shuts out Lake Mills 33-0. East Buchanan 38, Lisbon 7. In Pod B, in a close one, Woodbury Central defeats MMCRU 35-28. And Loma over Akron Westfield 22-16. Pod C, West Hancock 49, Starmont 10. Maquoketa Valley gets shut out by Wapsie Valley 26-0. In Pod D, Madrid 42, Central Decatur 0. And ACGC 29, Linville Sully 8.
I wish I could be, on the sideline for that ACGC Madrid game. You got a former Madrid player coaching for ACGC against his alma mater, and they're both going to want to run the football. That should be a fun game. Class 5A, Pod A, it was Southeast Polk all over at Linmar Marion 49-9. Cedar Falls edges Cedar Rapids at Kennedy 30-26. Pod B, it was Dowling Catholic shutting out Sioux City East 45-0, and Ankeny topping Johnston 21-9. Pod C, Valley beats Pleasant Valley 31-21. It was Waukee topping Cedar Rapids Prairie 21-10. And in Pod D, Ankeny Centennial over Waukee Northwest 35-7. And it was Bettendorf topping City High of Iowa City 32-21.
Moving on to the last group of playoffs, Class 4A. In a Pod A, it was Western Dubuque 41, Newton 2, North Scott 35 over Decorah, who had 7. Pod B, Lewis Central all over Lamar's 42-10. It was ADM rolling past Denison Schleswig on the road 42-0 there in Pod B. Pod C, Glenwood over Norwalk 21-0. And also Bondurant Farrar over Pella 23-6. And then in Pod D, it was North Polk 17, Ballard 14, and also Cedar Rapids Xavier 17, Indianola 10. We'll step away, take a break. We got the top of the hour coming up, and then we'll go through the pairings for next week here in the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen on 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way, where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luth, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Do we let it sing at all on this? I don't have that.
I don't know. I've got one second.
Actually, this is Sammy Hagar.
No, it's Van Halen.
Yeah, but it's with Sammy Hagar as the lead singer.
I wouldn't know that.
Van Hagar is what some people like to call it.
But both of you are over there dancing while the intro music.
This is Jim and I's generation of music, so, you know.
Welcome back to the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show. Casey Miners, Jim Molitor, Jeff Blankman in here. Jeff's got the playoff pairings for next week. We know Kemper will be up taking on Central Lion of Georgia Little Rock there in Rock Rapids.
We will start in Class 2A, where Pod A, of course, has Kemper up at Central Lion. Pod B, of course, is Van Meter at Prairie City Monroe. So all those people yelling about Remsen St. Mary's, you better yell that Van Meter's on the road as well. Pod C, West Lion at Spirit Lake. That one should be really good And then Pod D has Monticello at Mediapolis. I will be honest, folks, leave the association alone. They take heat all the time, and they do a great job. They're really good guys over there. So, you know, you're not perfect at what you do. Don't expect them to always be right. So just move on and get over things. Class 1A, Dyke New Hartford in Pod A is at Grundy Center. Pod B is Underwood at OABCIG. Pod C, Sumner Fredericksburg at Columbus Catholic. And Pod D is Regina, Iowa City at MFL Marmac. In Class 1A, Pod A is East Buchanan at St. Ansgar. Pod B is Loma at Woodbury Central. Those are district mates. Pod C is West Hancock at Wapsie Valley. And Pod D will be Madrid at ACGC. In 8-man, Pod A, Winfield Knott Union goes to Don Bosco. In Pod B, district mates Lennox at Bedford. In Pod C, you got Caminita now traveling again to Bishop Garrigan. And in Pod D, Gladbrook Rhinebeck is going to go to Clarksville tonight. Class 3, or I should say next week. Class 3A, Pod A, Webster City at Creston. It'll be in Pod B, West Delaware at Solon. Pod C, Mount Vernon goes to Williamsburg. And in Pod D, Bishop Heelan will be at Sioux Center. Class 4A, Pod A, North Scott at Western Dubuque. Pod B is ADM at Lewis Central. Pod C is Bondurant Farrar at Glenwood. And Pod D is Xavier of Cedar Rapids at North Polk. In Class 5A, Pod A, Cedar Falls at Southeast Polk. Pod B, Ankeny will go to Dowling Catholic. That'll actually be played at Williams Stadium. Pod C is Valley going to Waukee. And Pod D is Ankeny Centennial at Bettendorf. So that's a quick look at all of the matchups. Hopefully everybody caught all those. if they didn't, we have all of tonight's scores on our scoreboard page. So if you go to the website, it'll be the very top thing on the webpage right now. So you can look at our pod area, those two pods' scores. Then you'll get the full breakdown of all of tonight's scores. And below that, if you scroll down to the bottom, we will have all of the matchups for all of the classes next week. So everything you need to know, it's already available on the website.
Any of those matchups really stand out to you besides, you know, our local one in Kemper in Central Angeles, Little Rock?
I mentioned that ACGC one. West Lyon Spirit Lake is one that really stands out to me. Bishop Heelan against Sioux Center. I like the West Hancock at Wapsie Valley game too. I think that one. And then Caminita, they were ranked number one for most of the year. Now they've got to go on the road to take on the beat team that just beat St. Mary's of Remsen. So I think that one's pretty interesting. Jim?
Well, I'm kind of seeing this Webster City at Creston might be
two really good running backs in that matchup.
That could be a good game. I'm not 100% positive, but isn't ADM nicked up a little bit?
Their running back that's going to Iowa is out right now, but I think their quarterback that just committed to Iowa State, he might be healthy. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Them going to Lewis Central might be interesting.
They beat them earlier in the year, if I'm not mistaken, or did they lose close?
I think they won that one close. I think they did, if I remember right. So,
I'm like you, Jeff, that the Madrid Guthrie Center one could be
just because they're going to both do the exact same style. Yeah. I mean, it's
now stop us.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, with the generation we grew up in, that was the way football was played. I'm old enough that the forward pass was illegal, you know.
You're not as old as I am.
I know I'm not.
Kemper travels up to Central Lyon, George Little Rock, number one team there in Class 2A. Mm-hmm. Teams will be reseeded as soon as they get to the Dome. I'm kind of with you guys. I think the ACGC Madrid game is going to be really good. I also like ADM going to Lewis Central, Creston, and
Webster
City is going to be a good one. Both those running backs are top tier when it comes to Class 3A. Jackson Cherry from Webster City, and then is it Brandon Hayes or Brennan Hayes? I can't remember his name.
I think it's Brennan, but from
Creston. I think at one point in the season he was the leading rusher in 3A. And also was a top five pass catcher as well. So a do-it-all back that Creston has. Yeah. And one thing that's interesting about Creston this year, they don't have kids going both ways. They platoon everybody. So they have 22 different kids. They have 22 different kids that play 11 on defense and 11 on offense. So they keep kids fresh throughout the game.
You know, here's another interesting, I'm just kind of looking at all these 8-man matchups. I mean, everybody's either 9-1 or 10-0. Clarksville is 11-0. You got Winfield Mount Union is the number one team.
Yep.
Don Bosco has won a state title. They're playing each other. you know, the Lennox Bedford game, you know, that's they've played each other they're once already, this yep. year. Now they're going. Cam going to Bishop Garrigan.
Yeah. Did I mention the West Lion and Spirit Lake game? I think I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it's next week could be very interesting.
So the question I got, and I don't want to anger Kemper fans with this, but if Central Lion wins because they're ranked number one and West Lion gets in and they're ranked number three with Van Meter at number two, do they split West Lion and Central Lion because they're district mates, or do they just throw them two together and go, okay, the winner of that one gets whoever the other team is that comes out? You know what I mean? Or do they go, do they let it be where there could potentially be two teams from the same district meeting up in the championship? That's the reason why I bring that up, is because mm-hmm. would they seed it up there where they actually could have it where you could have two teams from the same district playing for the state championship?
That would just show how strong that district is.
Yeah.
You got to go by rankings, right? You would think that
You would go by your seeding.
Yeah, you would go by the previous.
So it'd be
seeding.
Van Meter against West Lion, mm-hmm. and Central Lion would get, if those are the teams that get mm-hmm. through.
Yep.
You know, but yeah.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens. You know, because the association.
Hopefully, we don't have to worry about it. Right? Yeah. Hopefully, it's that six seed.
Yeah. Hopefully, it's Kemper.
Yes.
Kemper
yes.
versus somebody. We hope they get somebody up to the dome. Well, we'll go ahead, step away, take one more break. We'll be back to wrap up the Newbie Auto Group Scoreboard Show after this.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate or roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimums. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at culvers.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the Newway Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the Newway Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at culvers.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the Neue Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the Neue Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Welcome you back into the Neue Auto Group Scoreboard Show, wrapping things up for the last time this year, guys. It's been a pleasure so far this year. We get one more team moving on next week. The Kemper Knights can be taking on Central Lyon and George Little Rock. Any last thoughts you got coming in?
I want to take a moment here because I haven't done it yet. I tease all you guys all the time. It's kind of what I do. But I want to thank Jim. I want to thank you and Jeff Honnold and Todd Danner for helping out with this. I'm trying to, is there anybody else that came in? I don't think we had anybody else run it this year. I ran it. You ran it. Honnold ran it.
Hawk Cap.
But I want to thank Tom for going out and doing games. And I want to thank Jerry Fleschner and Doug Waniger for helping on the calls. Doug still got at least one more game with me. But I also want to run through something here real quick. I don't know how much you guys follow all my tweets that I put out, but I want to thank all of the people that are tweeting from all of the games. So I just want to give them a quick shout-out. So I'm going to run through alphabetically so I don't forget them. Delaney Shirky over at Arweva, Darren Miller at Audubon. Now, we're always at the Carroll games. So I don't have to have somebody there. But we had Anna Hart down at Coon Rapids Baird. We had Angie McCullough at ESAC County. We had Tyler Jansen over at Glidden-Ralston. We had drawn a blank on his name. He's the principal down, Mr. Miller, down in IKM Manning, the superintendent. The principal. Kemper, we were always at in South Central Calhoun. It was a combination of whoever was there that night between J.C. Gravy, Brenna McAllister, or Chloe Judish. And some people ask me sometimes, they're like, why do you always get the high school girls to do it? I'm like, because they're usually managers, and I know they're going to be there. And I can't get the boys because they're out on the field. So, you know, a lot of times you get the volleyball girls or the cross-country kids, and they'll tweet. But, you know, they tweet us scores at the end of each quarter so that I can retweet those, and then you guys back here can
helps
you know,
us, helps us
along.
Get scores
absolutely.
A lot faster.
And thanks to Nick Brinks for going out and doing games and everybody that helps us do all of this stuff here as well. So
for one last time, we're going to be signing off here on the Neue Auto Group, a scoreboard show on KCIM and at Kick 106.7.
Your classic hit station.
Do you know someone who doesn't go...